Hello, everybody. Before we start today's episode, we want to, of course, shout out our sponsor, African Pride, who's doing a giveaway every... Is that AP?
AP, cuz. African Pride.
Backwards. Is it right? They're now doing giveaways every single week. I told you guys they were full-size products. Look, y'all. Full-size products in this box we are giving away. Today, all you have to do is comment African Pride on Facebook. Very simple. We will pick a winner. Email. Listen, when we tell you you win and we give you instructions, email us. Okay, people, y'all don't be emailing us. So then we be sitting on y'all prizes. So email us and send us your email address and we will send product out to you. We have pre-shampoo. We have hair protectant spray, which I've used. I've used this. I've braid used lock this. And, twist gel. And I've used this. Low key, if you open this one, those are my fingerprints in there. And it does smell very much good. This stuff, good. I've used it as like my low-key edge cream or edge control. So yes, all you have to do is comment African Pride on, let's say, the Love Hours Facebook page, and you will automatically be entered to win, and then we'll pick a winner from there. Anything you want to say?
Nope.
All right, let's get to the show.
To the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour Love Cast. I am your host, Miss Kev on Stage, and I am joined by my husband and co-host,
D. Kev on Stage.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you are new to the Love Hour, thank you for joining us. The Love Hour is a podcast where we talk about life, love, relationships, and the pursuit of happiness. We are not licensed LMFTs. We speak from experience, head knowledge, book knowledge, podcast knowledge, and all of the things. Mm-hmm. If you find that you resonate or you are resonating with anything that we say and you like a more in-depth look into those things, we recommend that you go see a licensed professional. We are not those people. No. This is for entertainment purposes only. However, don't if you find us. Don't sue us, but if you are getting any good nuggets off this, please feel free to comment and let us know that we be doing good work.
Nuts off of this, let us know, because you never know if you were not maybe not nutting,
maybe not
nutting, and you're like, oh, I like better much the way it feels. It's exhilarating.
Okay, now we're gonna move into our this or that. I had a submitted this or that question. Would you rather your kids go to college or do what they want? Pursue their dreams.
Pursue their dreams.
I was going to say, I already know what Kev says. Yeah, he's anti-college.
I don't care if my kids go to college at all.
He's anti-college.
Unless they go to Morehouse and Robert F. Smith pays off their student loans. But at this stage, the boys
we're all trying to be trans Morehouse graduates right now.
Oh, for real. I got Morehouse. Little Country Wayne said that. Hey, I got more people in my house, so I need some help. I really, if my kids do go to college, I hope they go to an HBCU. That is my hope. I hope they go to Howard specifically.
Why Howard?
I just had such a great time when I performed there. Oh. They were swag surfing.
Yeah,
it's in
it was
DC.
A good time. It was a good
it's
time.
It's prestigious.
It is prestigious.
They have the color red. It's got a lot of stuff going for it. There's a lot of great HBCUs, but they could choose anyone. I wouldn't force them to go to college, but if they went, I'd prefer they went to an HBCU, especially because they live in a state that doesn't have a lot of black people mm-hmm. around them. So I want to make sure they have rhythm and friends. And
they don't have rhythm because that's my fault.
Nah, I ain't got no rhythm either. But when Jay-Z does the Fortnite dance, he can do it. But is that hey, rhythm that or is that loose dip. Knees?
That's loose. That's young knees.
Young knees. Zay's not a bad dancer. No. I am. But anyway, I would rather them do whatever they want.
Than go to college.
Yeah, because you can graduate top of your class at HBCU and still be in student loan debt and not have a job.
Oh, not still. You will be in student
loan
debt.
And that goes to stakes for innings. You can go to a PWI and be like, oh, top of your class? Yeah. Mm-hmm, $100,000.
Very easy.
You know, so do you, baby boy.
Also,
on that same subject, I'm not forcing my kids out of the house at 18.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's very common. I saw this tweet that somebody said, we got to stop forcing our kids out of the house at 18, mm-hmm. Putting bills in their name, making them pay bills, let them have the benefit of having parents and ease them into
life.
You
know, but I think this is what happens, to be honest, that in general, I think that happens because our parents aren't in a position to carry that burden alone. So now you become a grown, able, working body.
We need that
and
help.
We need your income to help keep the family afloat. Because you eating, you sucking up AC air.
Fair.
And using up electricity.
I get that.
I need you to put $20.
But I also feel like sometimes we feel like that's how you teach them how to be responsible.
Sure,
if your parents
sure.
don't
but
need
I,
that.
But I think when you are more like financially stable, it's easier to be like, stay and figure it out and don't get bills in your name. And don't they be doing it because their credit be jacked up and they can't get nothing else. So you the only option available.
Agreed. But my kids can stay for as long as they want.
I think that speaks to more about where you are.
No, my dad didn't have that much money. He was like, fam, I got you. The one thing I can't offer is you can stay here.
Yeah, but he was also in the military. He wasn't paying rent and electricity and.
Get out of his business.
I'm just proving the point. I'm literally just making the point.
My grandma let us stay there and she ain't had no money and she ain't had no military.
Now, if you staying with your grandma, she going to be asking you to put in on these bills. Call her right now.
She ain't.
Call your grandmother right now.
I'm going to call her right
now.
Grandma
on FaceTime?
Yes.
I'm gonna
call her right now.
She'll answer right here.
She'll answer.
Like full face.
I've never FaceTimed her before. And she better answer.
She better agree with me?
Nah, I ain't going to give her no ask, nothing.
How are you going to set it up?
I'm going to just ask her, mom, if I had to move into you.
Okay, make sure she's in the mic.
Okay.
She's so sweet. She's going to be like, no. You're going to get there. She's going to be like, yes.
Hey,
mom, how are you?
Did you know I was thinking about calling you today?
Were you?
Hi, mom.
Mom, I got to ask you something for a podcast question.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi. Don't let Melissa
What's
influence
going
you.
On?
Okay, just answer this question, okay? I'm not going to tell you who's. Okay, I'm going to just answer this question with no bias, okay? Just tell me your honest answer, okay?
You're gonna have to talk a little
slower.
Okay. If I needed to move into your house right now, would you make me pay for any bills? Would you make me pay for any bills?
Yeah, I think so.
No! Grandma, why?
I love you, Grandma.
Why? I was trying to prove a point. I didn't think you'd make me pay.
I don't get it because I didn't hear you. Why are you laughing?
Because I didn't think you'd make me.
If you put any money into my account, would I pay?
No, she didn't hear me. If I needed to move into your house right now, would you make me pay for any bills?
No.
Ah! I knew it! Yes! I was right! Thank you. I love you. I will call you later.
Right. Okay.
I love you. Bye bye.
You can always put something in the account.
I mean, I can
do
put
whatever you want to.
Put something on it. You can put some. So we were both right.
We were both right.
Okay. All right, mom. Love you. I'll call you later.
You're funny. Okay.
All right. Bye. And I know you guys are wondering why I call my grandma mom.
Right.
We grew up in the house with my grandma. Everybody in the house called her mom. Oh. Children, grandchildren, my mom. She just goes by mom. I don't know why we've always said that. Now, the great-great-grandchildren call her Nana or Grandma Ruth.
Yeah.
Ruthie Jean Fredericks. Ruthie Jean is my grandmother.
That was so freaking fantastic.
She was like, what'd you say?
Wait, you
gonna
give me
my account?
You want to put some money in my account?
Now
yeah, I'm gonna use it on these bills
later. Hey, now are you able to go ahead and put
so
some
let
money
me?
In there?
I don't know if I gave you my account number. that may have been lost in our situation. That was great. Okay, so did we answer? Oh, my answer is that I would prefer my kids go to college. I am still traditional that
why?
Way. I know, I'm just traditional that way. I realize that.
That is why? No matter what, you want them to go to college, regardless if they know what they want to do?
No, I think if they know what they want to do and they have a clear like execution plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you know what both of your kids are interested in.
Yes.
Right? Isaiah, I can see it for him.
Yeah.
He's interested in film school. I still wouldn't tell him to go, and I'm going to tell you why.
You wouldn't tell him to go to film
school?
No,
I would not. Friends of mine who have went to film school
sure.
have come out with debt.
Hundreds.
hundreds of
thousands of dollars. Vince just finished at USC, which is a prestigious film school. He finished and he was like, I didn't learn as much as I thought I could learn about film. We have a film production company.
Sure.
He could learn more from Adam Santa Cole about shooting, filming, and directing.
Yeah, I know.
Joe, my heart nearly broke with happiness. For career day, he said he wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
Yes, he did.
Ain't nothing college can teach you about that.
Yeah.
Come on the road with your boy.
But I think those are very, like, okay, we have the tools and know how to, like, help you get on that path. Mm-hmm. I don't think most kids are in that position. And college, I mean, you either go to school, graduate, and figure it out, or you're sitting at home trying to figure
it out. Let me tell you something. We're going to talk about this a little bit more in Righteous and Ratchet. Okay. I guess this came out after, so we talked about this. Robert F. Smith paid for 300 and some odd Morehouse graduates, mm-hmm. all their student loans. Mm-hmm. You know how much money that was?
How much?
$40 million for 390 people. Navient, which is the company that owns Sally Mae, is a Fortune 500 company. I think they had $73 billion in revenue.
That's nuts.
There is no...
That's nuts.
Better business model than to have a country that trains people that they need to do this, even though doing this doesn't guarantee what you get. No other business would say, hey, train with me, you'll lose weight. Go with me, train for 4 years, you don't lose weight. Nobody would continue to do that.
No.
And also, 390 customers yielded $40 million in revenue. That is a great business.
I agree. I'm not saying that it is not without...
They can collect.
Yeah, that's true too. I'm not saying that it's flawed. I'm not saying it's guaranteed. But I do know that when I look at our life, when I look at the life of my sister, and we have graduated from colleges or from college, and the jobs that we have had and the compensation we were able to garner because of that piece of paper, it versus the people who have not gone to college, there is a gap.
Right.
And that gap is solely because of that piece of paper. So what I am saying is, yes, you do end up with a ton of debt. I'm not disagreeing there, but it's not like you can't then turn that into not, you know, it's going to take time to pay off that money. But you do see that return on investment on that piece of paper. That's all I'm saying. However, if you are clear and there is a path forward to getting up off your butt, being productive, and you don't have to go to school, I'm here for that as well. I'm not here for not going to school, not knowing what you want to do with your life, and just sitting and being a bum on the
log. I'm not saying that. I'm saying college is not a place to find out who you are. Finding out who you are and what you want to do should not cost money. You can work a regular job. You can do a lot of different stuff. That's Chipotle.
Yeah.
I'm saying we've been taught no matter what you do, you should go to college.
Yeah, and I
would. That's what I'm against.
Yeah.
I think for a certain skill set, for a certain person, it makes sense if it's in your financial position to be able to do that. It is not an automatic thing that everybody should do.
I think the point that it is not automatic, I agree with. I think that college does expose you to some things that you may not have been exposed to before that you may fall. Like, I don't know if you remember, my old roommate became a weatherman because we all took weather together.
Mm.
That's not something you just fall into without having going to college and taking that class.
So you're picking three people out of a lot of people who do nothing and make nothing. You know what I mean? Like all the people that went to college with us from Lakes, hardly any even finished. Hardly any are working in our field.
Wait, what's your point?
You're picking like three exceptions to the rule where college worked. I'm saying there's much more where college didn't work. And they shouldn't have went to college.
Okay, so are you saying that is a reflection of the institution or a reflection of the person?
Both.
So,
I feel like the person was taught they should do this. They thought it was a guarantee. And the institution was, hey, we're going to get your money. Appreciate you. Colleges are never like, hey, you know, I changed my major. No, you shouldn't. You won't graduate in time. Change your major. Oh, yeah. Change it. You can change it in time. Change.
Yeah, I think I'm disagreeing with you, but that's fine.
As long as Zay and JoJo don't have to go to college, you can have it however you feel
I
about
think
it.
That you need to have a clear plan. I'm not necessarily against college, but I disagree that obviously college are for profit. The way that you're positioning it is as if they are greedy and they're for profit.
I'm not saying colleges are greedy. I'm saying what I'm saying about colleges is they don't necessarily generate the jobs that that you think they should.
Okay.
And then student loan people prey on
no
people because you're taught agree. That you go to college to get this job. College doesn't prepare you for the job. They don't guarantee that you will get the job in the field. The student loan people are like, oh, you can't pay, we'll pay.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
now you're in debt and you don't necessarily get the job.
Okay. I agree with that. I was going back to your change your college, change your major. If you change your major, that's fine. We're grading for money. But what I'm saying is that's not really the case. If you get with a counselor, they're going to help guide you through that. So it's not really that like predatory.
But what I mean is they're not going to help you pay for it. So they don't care whether you change or not because it's not their money. That's what I'm saying.
You're an adult. You got to make that decision for yourself. And that's why I say, well, but what I'm saying is that's why you go to a counselor at your school, and they have those, and you sit down and they will give you your options and help you make a plan. So if you don't have that maturity, you can sit down with someone and do that. Those people absolutely exist and they do help people do that.
I feel like that should be a priority that schools instill upon graduating as well. Because I mean,
schools who? Like schools high schools?
No, colleges.
Oh, colleges.
Like I mean, it should start in high school too, just okay. to kind of get you geared towards that. Because I feel like there's a point where in college, if you don't figure it out by then, you figure it out after you graduate, like, hey, I got to start thinking about what's next, not what's popping on Thursday.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's not a priority that, I mean, I speak on
yeah.
school I graduated on that behalf. I feel like that should be prioritized in curriculum.
Gotcha.
More so than the presence is right now.
Okay. So I'm not. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. That has to do with flaws in the system. I still think that there is...
I am Daenerys Targaryen. Break the wheel.
I don't know who that is.
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
This is not this season finale. She always said this.
Okay.
I'm saying the whole system is set up, even high school. If you want to go back to high school, the whole system of American school is set up for farmers' children. There's a wide range of stuff you should uh-huh. learn, blah, blah, blah. And at one point in time, going to college was affordable and it almost guaranteed you a better job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
I
don't think it's an automatic you should go because it's not what
we
it used
agree
to be,
on that point.
And it costs way more.
We agree on that point.
We also need to move on.
I agree. We're moving on to bigger and better things
mm-hmm.
because all men should have bigger and better things.
That was amazing. And all men should be able to go when the time is upon them.
For as long as they would like.
And for rounds 1 and 2. You don't want to be Dominique Brazil. He fought Deontay Wilder. He couldn't get up for round 2.
Oh, yes.
He got knocked out of round 1.
He sure did.
What a worse feeling than your wife being like, I can go another round. You're like, but I only have 1 round in me. With Blue Chew, get you 2 rounds. Possibly more.
And possibly more.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, you guys know we are friends of the Blue Chew. Blue Chew is friends of ours.
Friends of the potty.
Friends of the podcast. We absolutely, number one, we use their products and we endorse their products. They're part of our Love Hour starter kit.
And let me tell you what, finna go on vacation to Mexico for a week. Yeah, you think I won't be packing a pill or two? You're wrong.
And if you haven't joined the Lissa's List book club for the live that happened this week, you'll also know what I'm bringing. Okay, so now Blue Chew isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no awkwardness. They're made in the U.S., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code LOVEHOUR. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOVEHOUR to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Okay, we're going to get into today's topic.
Okay.
So last week on the episode title of Love Goulash, which, by the way, I don't know why, I just really like that title. Like,
I think anytime we're not sure what to talk about and we just have a variety of things, it should be Love Goulash.
I'm here for it.
Love Goulash 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm here for it.
Because you always, and I want to commend Melissa. She is so diligent about the Love Hour podcast, the topics. She does not just take things lightly. If she don't feel it, she won't do it. And she takes it personally, and I'd be like, girl, Let these users, viewers ask questions. We do questions at Kingdom Come. This is hard to generate original content.
It is.
Like the Righteous and Ratchet, the internet is our content. Right, right, so we right. never have to worry. But Love Hour, Melissa's like, nope. If it's celebrity news, it has to be perfectly enough to make a 45-minute talk or she won't talk about it. So shout outs to Liz.
And you guys did send episode topics, and thank you. I'm going to be doing those next week. But last week we mentioned and briefly kind of touched on my birthday gift. And from there, we spawned a whole host of conversation in all the platforms. People had opinions and topics and thoughts and all of the things. And from there, actually, I was kind of thinking about it, kind of letting it go. And I've been listening to the book that I'm reading this month, which is a phenomenal book. But aside from that, I was listening to it and I had like a bunch of thoughts going on in my mind and just a whole bunch of thoughts. So anyway, I sent Kevin like six voice notes to like kind of regurgitate everything or vomit everything out to him. And I was like, so while we're here, also let's talk about the birthday gift. And we had a full conversation about it and we decided to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So once again,
we are bringing you into our life as we go through issues and trials and tribulations. Tragedies are commonplace. People are slipping away. And these things are fresh in our marriage.
The economy's down.
People can't get enough pay. But we bring them right to the podcast because we care about you. But usually we bring them to the podcast as we've gotten over the hump.
I think we're over this.
Yeah.
Okay. So to catch you up in case you didn't listen to last week's episode, I said my birthday. I didn't mean for my birthday. But for Mother's Day, Kevin bought me a pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes are sold at Payless. A pair of shoes. Sears sells shoes. JCPenney sells shoes.
Okay, Chad.
No,
let's get to the
clear. These were Neiman Marcus shopped. Christian Louboutin, Louboutin, bloody shoes, red bottoms. Cardi B rapped about them. These are rapper rapped about shoes. The Cinderella Fours.
They were the Cinderella
covered form. In sparkly stuff.
They
sparkly
sure were.
Dust.
As a matter of fact, I need to get the tracking number when my other one's supposed to be coming in.
And edible arrangements.
And edible arrangements.
And private chef. Which Candace can attest, I purchased before my birthday party. So now Melissa has a private chef. She looks like it's her grand idea. I'm like, God dang it. I had already had the private chef planned for, paid for, but now she looks like the genius. So this was all for Mother's Day, and she ain't even my mom.
Hello?
We ain't. Maybe we're not over the hump, Joshua. Maybe we're just climbing up. I just wanted to clarify because she said Kevin bought me a pair of shoes like they was any old Sears.
That is absolutely not my intent. However, it is important that because God don't like ugly.
It got on my nose. I was trying to be silly. I was trying to make a point.
God don't like your attitude.
It got on my nose.
part of the reason I don't say the brand of the shoe is because I saw some comments and I feel like people get caught up in that brand that they forget the overlying message that I'm trying to say, which it doesn't matter the brand, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if you get so caught up in like, yeah, but girl, they were some Louboutins, like stop tripping. At the end of the day, what I am talking about, number one, I don't get caught up really like that in designer anything. I like nice things. That's not like I do like nice things, but if they were Steve Madden's, if they were whatever, I would be
just
you
to the finer things.
I would be just as grateful. So anyway, he bought me these shoes. They were like he said, literally, they look like Cinderella shoes. Like literally the shoes. Like pull up a picture of Cinderella, and those were the shoes. They were glass slippers and beautiful shoes. That's not to say like they were absolutely beautiful shoes. My whole point was that I wanted a shoe. I kept saying practical, and I realized what I actually really meant was that something that I would, and maybe practical is the right word, but beyond that, something that was like my style and something that I would actually use regularly. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to spend darn near $1,000 on a some footwear.
It's only the best for my baby.
I mean,
unless she don't like it.
I literally feel like, let me, I want to rock these until the red bottom is black. Like, I want to rock these as much as possible because that's just a lot of money. So anyway, after we talked about it and I kind of thought about, this is often what I do too. I don't want to, like, I can process my feelings out loud, but more than that, I want to make sure I fully understand, like, what is going on with me? How do I feel about it? Why do I feel like that? And then let's have a conversation so I can articulate those things to you. So after I had an opportunity to kind of reflect, think back on it, we did the episode, I came back to Kevin and was basically saying what I felt like. So on last week's episode, Kevin called me ungrateful or unappreciative, one of the two. Because he said he felt like he could give any other woman would appreciate this.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
I might have said it not like that, but
the child,
the sentiment was there.
The sentiment was there, and that was most certainly my, like, that stung a little bit. And so I'm like, God, I don't want to
appear. You went to God
appear,
about it?
I did. I don't want to appear to be ungrateful. So what am I really saying? And then in our conversation privately, he said I was getting hard to shop for. And I was like, what is happening? And so again, I'm going back and I'm assessing. So let's get into it. So this is what I was saying. Number one, let's go to the hard to shop for. So, as you guys know, I am on, I know.
Joshua and Serena are avoiding eye contact with me. Josh is literally like, ain't nothing on that silly.
So you guys know, if you don't know, if you're new, I am on a Just Say It campaign. And with my Just Say It campaign, I am trying to more say my feelings to my husband, to strangers, and to people and that have wronged me.
Hey, strangers, my husband bought me the wrong shoes.
No, not
what?
Like that.
You
but
heard me.
Meaning, like, if I'm the type of person, if you cut me in line, I'll just be like, did he really just cut me? Oh, well, it's not that big of a deal. It's just one person. Like, I'll make an excuse not to say something. And that's not to say I'm trying to be, like, confrontational, but it is to say, hey, you've wronged me. I want you to know that I see that you've wronged me. Like, we should try to reconcile this and fix this. Because I don't typically do that.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, the last two gifts that Kevin have bought me, so the purse and the shoes, and then for, what was the last holiday? Was it my birthday?
Your birthday.
Was it birthday?
Your birthday.
Okay. So for my birthday, Kevin bought me, so you know these fanny packs are like super in style right now, and he bought two of them.
Two what?
Fanny packs.
From?
The mall.
Gucci.
See, he wants to get caught up in
the nave. No, a fanny pack could be purchased at Rite Aid, CVS, Penny's, Sears,
he wants y'all to get
Costco.
Focused. Keep the main thing, the main thing.
The main thing is that Gucci fanny pack.
But you see how, like, stunned he is about
this
it?
This is before we hated them as the blacks. This is when they were still good with us prior to
have they come full
black
circle?
Lips. They've done something.
Because
Dapper Dan and they established a fund.
No,
they,
I'm just saying that's still
they,
over
they
there.
They did some stuff, and you know, T.I. said it was only 3 months anyway, so I think 3 months has passed.
Oh, good.
But this would be prior to that.
Okay, so
Gucci fanny pack.
Okay, so Christian he bought me two, literally two, and they're like not one bigger than the other. They're literally just two. The styles are different, but they are the size. Everything is the same, and I'm like,
how would you have options?
I'm like, literally,
I don't want to choose. Buy both. Cardi B said it.
But my thing is, number one, I don't want two of anything like that. Number one, that's very trendy. And again, if you're going to spend all this money on something, like, let it be a classic. Don't let it be something that's like super trendy. And then in 6 months, nobody's rocking them. And I'm stuck with this $500 fanny pack that fits a wallet. So I'm like, let me send one back and get another purse. It's classic. I'll rock it. I'll be rocking these things till the wheel fall off. They're really durable. They're made really well. Let's do that. So that happens. Then for my birthday, for this, he does the shoes. And I'm like, let me send this back and get something again that will be classic, something that I'll be able to use and wear and rock forever. And from that, 15 years, I've never sent anything back. 15 years, I've allowed Kevin to get me gifts that I don't like. 15 years, I've allowed Kevin to just buy whatever. They sit on a shelf. I'm trying to save your feelings and not do any of the things. And then when I do spring cleaning, I throw it in the garbage. Who wants to do that with Gucci? Who wants to do that with Louis Vuitton? I surely don't. That's a complete waste of way too much money. So let me get something I'm going to rock. So then I'm told, because I've said something, I'm difficult to shop for.
Well, two gifts in a row have been wrong.
Two gifts in a row, 15 years.
So I told her.
Two gifts in a row.
I told her.
15 years. And I said, Kevin, how am I difficult to shop for? You bought the most blinged out thing. Mm-hmm. I asked for a black pump.
You didn't ask? Oh, you're talking about after you
after the fact.
Back. Yeah.
Like literally,
well,
how
what
is
you
it
asked
difficult?
For was that you didn't want what I got for you.
Right.
It's not like you said, hey, I want a black pump prior. And I was just was like, nope. You get in these shoes. I was just like, I want to get you some super dope shoes.
Okay, so let's pause there. So then I said,
Let's
pause there.
Okay.
So then I said, what it feels like, and this is what I have learned. So again, one of my recent revelations is that I'm a people pleaser. I'm still working through this. But so when I respond and say, I don't like this, I actually like this, and I'm trying to guide you into what I actually like, and you respond the way that you do, it makes me as a people pleaser say, I shouldn't voice what I like. Mm. I shouldn't voice how I feel. Mm-hmm. Let me instead cater to you and allow you to get me what you want me to have instead of what I want. And then 15 years pass and I've never. And so I said, I feel like you haven't seen me in 15 years. I've allowed you to get me whatever you wanted for fear of hurting your feelings. And in that time and in my muteness, you haven't actually seen what I like. Those shoes are not my style. They just weren't. And so it was more about you than it was about me.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. I'll come back to this after you talk to the people about Green Chef.
Okay, so we're going to talk to you about Green Chef. If you don't know, again, we are friends of Green Chef. Green Chef is friends of the podcast. Green Chef is a meal delivery service. We love them. It makes planning for your meals very, very simple. We are people on the go. We have travel. We have soccer. We have child, all the things. We have
exhaustion.
Filming. We have exhaustion.
And Postmates and Uber Eats, that's all well and good, but you get tired of ordering out and there's hardly ever any new options. And we want to have new ideas for great food and we want to not have to think about it. And that's what Green Chef helps out with a lot.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic meal plan service. They're so amazing because no matter what your dietary restrictions are, they have a meal plan for you. They have, is it paleo?
Yeah.
Paleo, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, keto, gluten-free, and omnivore options. We've used the omnivore family options for the entire family. My kids really, really enjoy it. Basically, how it works is Green Chef sends you recipes that are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions. They have chef tips, photo guides to help you along in the process, as well as pre-portioned out ingredients to cut down on cooking time, which is actually my favorite part. Like everything is already pre-portioned and you just and move on
if
with your life.
If you can read, you can cook.
Absolutely.
With Green Chef.
With Green Chef's wide variety of high quality, clean ingredients, you could feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. If you're interested in taking up Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/lovehour75 for a total of $75 off. That's $25 off each of your first three boxes. That's freaking fantastic.
It is.
$75 off total. That's $25 off each of your first three boxes. Go to greenchef.us/lovehour75. Again, that's greenchef.us/lovehour75. So let Green Chef do the meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of all, the prep work for you. Fabulous.
So one thing I realized about the gift issue is two parts. And okay. I'll own my part of this.
Okay, let's.
One, in my mind, I was buying you shoes that I wanted you to have, mm-hmm. not necessarily things that you would wear.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the point of a gift is to get somebody something they wouldn't normally buy, mm-hmm. so that when they wear them, you're like, man, this is what my whoever got for me. So obviously I know that that's not your style, but in my mind, you is going to step out and be
I have
like,
a question though. Can we pause there? Did you really know that they weren't my style? Did you really think that in the moment? Or retrospectively, you realize that
what I meant, not maybe not your style. I knew it would be something you wouldn't wear every day.
Okay.
Is I never expected you to wear them every day or even often. I didn't care if you just wore them once or twice a year. In my mind, it was like when you wore them, you'd be like, I'm wearing these because Kev got me. Let's just pause here. You didn't think they were ugly.
No.
You just thought they were something you wouldn't wear often enough to be worth a gift.
I didn't think that they were worth the money to be spent with how often I would wear them. Because okay. Even once or twice a year is actually generous for those shoes.
Sure. So in my mind, you wore them once or twice a year, whatever.
What I'm saying, even that's generous.
I know. Okay. But that's why I said in my mind.
Okay.
In my mind, you wore them and then I, yeah. So, and then for those times, you're like, man, this is, Kev got me these. I'm going to wear these and I'm going to step out and I'm going to turn heads. In full hindsight and full introspection, I realized that I wanted the attention to me.
Come on and be honest.
Kevin, he's my husband. He spent more money than I think is worth on this. Man, he really loved me. Look at world. Kevin, good man. He mm-hmm. buy me things. You don't have this.
And
you
because
don't have
you are words of affirmation, boy, that's why it's always going to turn back to you. And that's why I kept saying, even when in our conversation, I'm like, Kevin, me saying I don't like these or they're not my style for whatever reason is an ego check to you.
Mm-hmm.
That puts me in an impossible situation to tell you what I actually like if it disagrees with or challenges what you believe I should like or what I should want.
Yes. That is a fair point. I did not think about that. That's a good point.
One of the things that you said that I actually thought was really interesting is that you felt bad and you're like literally throwing a temper tantrum because you felt that I don't know my wife well enough to get her a gift that I like.
Yes. You, in the midst of our intense discourse, you said, this stung. I ain't going to hold you. Well, you should pay more attention to me and what I wear and try harder.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, how about this? Gift card. You buy whatever stank shoes you want.
And that's temper tantrum.
Yeah, I fully admit I threw a temper tantrum. There was no way I was going to have three gifts in a row where you didn't like them. So for your birthday, I was like,
and
okay,
so pause
bet,
there. That was my.
Stop pausing me.
No, I am. Because that was my try harder. Because from my perspective, and we disagree on this, but from my perspective, I have been like, you know, and I told you this too. Kev kept saying, you buy me things that you want me to have. Well, the fact of the matter is, but I haven't done that in years.
What were the last three gifts you got me? Do you remember?
Last year, this year, the
birthday,
dinner party.
Yeah.
Okay. I have shown up to your job on mm-hmm. set. But even that, that's what I'm saying. Even that isn't really like that. Actually, at that point is me realizing I don't really know what to get Kev that he's going to like. Let me just surprise him. 90s party. Night, my presence, my us being together.
Just like a woman.
No.
I am the gift.
Even the 90s party was very much like Kevin likes parties. I don't. I should do a party for Kevin. Yes. Mm. That, and that's me considering you because in real life, I don't.
Party was lit though.
Yes. I don't like people. So
in
that's
the house.
Me. Yeah. All
they were loud.
Doors stay knocking. Who are these people? I invite all these people. But
at some
literally,
point, there were people that weren't invited. They just heard it was
facts,
lit.
Facts. But my point is, even that was me.
So you haven't bought me a gift in a while.
Exactly. And the point behind that is that I recognize that I don't do well giving Kevin gift. Number one, I don't know what he likes. Some days he likes this. Some days he likes this.
Off-white.
Shoes, some days you have 50-11 of the same shoes. Then you be off it. And I'm like, I'm not good at that. So let me pivot and do something different. to me, that was me saying, oh, wait, I'm not good at this. Let me work on trying something different. And so my try harder was me saying, see me and then pivot. And I felt like you were saying, I don't want to try. I'll just give you a gift card and you figure it out. And that's why I was saying you. No, I'm telling you my interpretation.
I pause when I pause. No, you ain't. Pause when I pause. No,
it's my show.
Pause got to go both ways.
Go. That's hilarious.
In my defense, I told you when I didn't like a gift.
When?
When you buy me something, I don't like it.
I want a very specific example. The reason why I'm asking,
in a couple years.
The reason why I'm asking is because that's not true.
Oh, now it's not true?
It's not true. It's not true.
I'm trying to think of the last thing you bought me that I didn't like.
Well, wait. Do.
Well, the last 3 years it's been your present. So if I say I didn't like that.
And
I
then before like that, I bought you that on hand bag.
I used that for like 3 years.
No, I know. My point is that again was me pivoting and realizing, oh, I'm not good at this. Kevin travels a lot. He doesn't have a really good carry-on bag. Let me get him a good, durable bag. Seeing you. So I'm waiting for when you told me it wasn't good because you didn't. The fact is I saw you and made an adjustment that I decided on my own. We've never had a conversation. Ever.
Okay,
and so no, I'm feeling real cocky right now because my point behind try harder was that I have, and a lot of times with these conversations, going back to even when I was doing my change, and I've said something along those lines. The same, I'm like, because Kev would say it's so hard. I'm still adjusting. Like I need time, and I'm like, you realize I have been bending and flexing and adjusting to what you wanted this whole time without complaint. And so in the last 3 months, I've decided, hey, I got something to say. Hi, I actually don't want to bend like that no more. I need time to adjust. No, you don't. I've been adjusting to you for 15 years.
This is Melissa 2.0, by the way.
This is the name of the episode.
Melissa 2.0 ain't taking no for an answer. Here's the problem, though. I'm going to give you the problem.
That I have taught you that this is okay.
Bingo. When you don't say something for 15 years, and then all of a sudden, this is a problem. That's a problem. This is a problem. It's like, man, what is going on? I don't even know you anymore. That's what it feels like. And for you, she said this off camera. I was like, how many gifts have I bought you that you liked? And she was like, I don't know, maybe none.
I was just played on that.
But there's been many gifts that I gave you and you didn't say, ah, I don't like
it. No, that's true.
So now, but I don't know that part. So you, and then now all of a sudden it's like two or three in a row or two in a row. And it's like,
there will be no exaggeration. There have been two.
Two in a row to the point where you wanted to return those shoes I think the next day, immediately. From the moment I got them from
you. The reason why is because we had shows coming up and I'm like, and I recognize that you clock your gifts.
I ain't put the money on there to not clock it. You feel me?
So you go in saying, oh, it's okay. You could have worn them
one time and I'd have been like, perf.
Yeah, to me, that's not okay. Not at that price point.
But that's the thing. Like, it's my money. Like, that gift is my money I want you to have.
But you don't want me to. I'm trying. I rock that.
And the Gucci purse you wear all the time. So that's maybe I don't want you to have an everyday thing. I want you to have something where you, because also you are the type of person who will never go above and beyond for yourself.
That's true.
So I, as your husband, like, let me do something for her she would not normally do.
Okay.
Because otherwise you will get basic. Let me get the standard black and look at a gray too, maybe a blue. You would never buy those shoes for you ever.
I agree.
So it's my job in my mind and my gift purchasing. And that's the way I purchase gifts for people, not just you. I want to give you something you would never buy yourself either because you can't.
But or can it also still be within my style?
Well, you said it's something you liked. You just wouldn't wear it often.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Right. Yeah, so it was within your style. Yeah. But it wasn't.
But it was literally like These are the shoes that I'm wearing to the conference next year for the vow renewal ceremony and never again.
Fine. I know those shoes are not every day. I never expect you to wear. And I had no, that's Shannon Sharp. That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem. And if you wanted a black and red pair, then I'd be like, oh, bet. I know I'll get you those too. Oh, now you spent too much money. It wasn't, I mean, it's not like we're rich, but you know, Mother's Day, our anniversary, and you're not really a gift person. So it makes
that's me happy. That's the other thing too. Is that it's not, that's not my primary. It's not even my top. How many love languages are there? Five? Child, yeah. Physical touch is probably five, and then gifts is four. Loki, I actually think that is the order.
Yeah, you ain't much for the things that I like. Give physical touch, especially.
I was about to say, it's probably the exact opposite for you.
That's what you get for JoJo. Because JoJo ain't physical touch, and you be trying to love him, he'd be like, please get away from me. Please get off me. I don't even, by the way, you're forcing your love language on him. Because he'd be like, please stop. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I'm just being a
mom.
I'm
going to love you. And he'd be like, I don't like that. That's why I don't do that to him. You see in that video I posted on my Instagram, that kid was touching him. He was like, get off.
I watched him do it. He kicked that's why I too. Said if he wasn't my kid, I wouldn't like it.
But he doesn't like physical touch, and you're forcing it on him.
That's you just wanted to say, you just wanted to get
no,
on
me about
that.
No, it's just clocked me because you don't like physical touch, and he doesn't either. No, Zay? Oh.
I know.
Zay is... He's the best. Physical touch wise.
Yeah.
He like, is. Bring me in. Give me a hug. But anyway, so part of this is I realize with you, I cannot buy you the gift I want you to have. If it's not within your line of like you also want it and you think this amount of money. Because now I'm like, man, if I spend too much money on something, she's going to think it's too much. She's going to feel uncomfortable. So I have to find a gift that you like within a price point that you like that you can also wear or use in a certain amount of time that you feel like that price point for that gift is good. And that's why I was just like, I'll just give you a gift card and you can buy whatever shoe you want within the
but
Louboutin
that's
franchise.
Such a cop out. That's my try harder. Literally what you
but
just
but you
said.
Also don't like gifts. So you're never talking about stuff you want. So it's like, what am I going to do? You don't like gifts. You don't like expensive stuff. You don't talk about here's what I want. You don't have Amazon card. So it's like, that try hard is not like, oh, I've been dropping hints. You don't drop hints. None of that stuff. So the try hard is like, shoot.
I have a question. My question is, because you were saying that it's hard because I don't say and I'm not dropping hints. Do you realize the same can be said of you?
For gifts?
Yes.
Yeah, but you haven't been buying me gifts. You've been giving me.
I tried harder.
I don't follow.
The same argument that you were using against me to cop out with the gift card is the same argument I can use against you. And instead of buying a gift card, I tried harder.
Oh, you thought, hey, I like parties.
Hey, Kevin needs this bag. Hey, you know what would be nice? Kevin, we're going to be out. I know we're going to be doing this with fans. That's not the most intimate gathering. Let's do something with his friends and his family that's intimate. Am I making sense or not?
Yeah, you tried harder and you made things easier. And Lola also makes things easier. It's a great product.
What's the product that we use that makes it easier? She makes all the sliding easier.
Yeah, you sliding them sliding them things too. You feel me?
I love.
One thing you shouldn't be ashamed of is lubrication. I had an incorrect thought about that. I felt like if you aren't properly lubricated, it's my fault. And there's more to it that goes into it.
It's biology. It's not only, listen, this book that I'm reading talks about arousal non-congruence. Non-concurrence. I always get that wrong. It's arousal non-concurrence. And for a woman, it is where you can be physically, mentally, like in your mind, you're all revved up to go and your body isn't corresponding, or maybe your body is corresponding, but your mind isn't revved up to go. That non-concurrence is affects about, I think she said 70 to 80% of women.
Wow.
It's a very, like, overwhelmingly that affects women. Mm-hmm. And so if that happens, Lola has products that can help align those two things.
Oh, that's good.
Alignment. I did it good? Okay. One of the things that is really, really great about Lola is that it is a female-founded company offering a line. First of all, it's female-founded. I love products and brands that are made for women by women, because we understand the interworkings of our bodies, child, because mm-hmm. we be having all type of things going on. So they offer a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing wipes. They ask themselves, if we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use, why shouldn't we use this? Why shouldn't the same be true of our feminine care products? That is a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
So we have used the lubricant.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Very, mm-hmm. very good.
Not sticky.
Not sticky.
And it doesn't smell weird like medical facilities.
Yes. And it.
Medical facilities ain't sexy.
No, it's not. And it comes in discreet packaging as well, which is also very nice. And they have a subscription service, which mm-hmm. is also very nice as well, because then it takes the like thinking out of it. Lola is known for their line of period products made again with organic cotton. But additionally, Lola offers sex products, which we just talked about. Sex by Lola is a line of gynecologist approved sexual health and wellness products designed first and foremost for women. That is great. Add that to your starter kit. Lola. And Blue Chew. They have lubricated condoms, personal lubricant, and cleansing wipes. All products are stripped of unnecessary and irritating additives and deliver the sensation and reliability women expect and deserve. Child, expect and deserve?
Huh? Yeah.
I like it. One of the great things about Lola is that with every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. So
shout out.
Child, helping yourself, you helping others. Win, win on all sides. For 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Love Hour when you subscribe. That's 40% off all subscriptions when you visit mylola.com and enter Love Hour at checkout when you subscribe. Okay, what else do you have to say for yourself, Kevin?
My trial?
Yes.
I was being a baby. You allowed me to be a baby. You allowed me to be a baby. You babied me and then were surprised when I acted like a baby.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yeah. You did not challenge me for 15 years.
I concur.
Years,
I'm not disagreeing.
And then
I don't think
my growth was stunted.
Yes.
In that regard. Because we never had a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hard
realization.
Stop. It wasn't like returning a gift in life means I don't like the gift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the gift means you don't know me well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would have said, hey, Kev, I love these shoes. I'm not going to wear them that often. In the future, you know what would be really helpful? I needed some black pumps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep these because whatever or whatever. That comes across better than I'm going to return these.
Gotcha.
So it's just like, snap, Gucci purse. I'm not going to do or whatever it was. You know, and even, you know, and I'm not like this, but Kev, you know, this ain't really practical. You know, I ain't going to use this. Actually, you did that with the Gucci purse because I didn't really trip about the Gucci purse.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I don't really need two of these. We don't travel that much. What I would really like is this. And I was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. And then we went that. But what I've been saying, and I've told you this on a couple of times, as you transition to Melissa 2.0, what you, in your quest to be honest, you have lost. Sometimes the honesty is abrupt and harsh,
mm-hmm.
and it's not soft. So with the softness, it comes across abrasive, and then therefore my response is abrasive.
Sure.
You know, so I've told you a couple times, remember a couple meetings, you were like this and that, and I've been like, there's probably another way you could say this and still get your same point across. And if you had a little softness to it, it would come across a lot better. So you went from never saying nothing to I'm returning this, and then I'm returning this, and you need to try harder.
Mm.
And I'm like, I won't try at all. Because you know that's how men be. I be.
Yeah.
I bet. Love you. Or what I would have done is had the Mother's Day experience with the edible arrangements and the chef and not bought you a gift.
Right.
And just let that be your gift. And now I'm not risking something like that.
I can hear you saying be softer. I think part of so this is what will happen. If I don't say it right then and there, I'll talk myself out of it. And so in order to stop myself from like, it's okay, I have to be like, no, you don't like this. You have to say something now or the moment will pass and then you'll never say anything. So you just have to like, do it now. Okay, I don't like this. I got to return it. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's like kind of coming across with you. Mm-hmm. So I can hear the point of child, be a little softer, think about your words,
try harder. Across,
but see how I'm willing to do that.
I'm willing to try harder.
After,
I admitted in conversation
after
I was acting like a baby. I admitted
we
that
had
my feelings were hurt. I was acting like a baby because that was two gifts in a row. I owned my part of that.
It's really, really important to like for us and like just moving forward to untangle ego with adjustment.
That was good.
Because what happens is just in general, not just for us, but you literally, for fear of hurting your feelings, for fear of bruising your ego, for fear of being labeled as like the angry black woman who's abrasive and doesn't care in these things, I have censored myself. And so what I'm trying to do now is take off that censor and be fully seen. And if that comes across as every single time I'm telling you, I know you think I want to go down this path, but what actually makes more sense is that we go this way, and you and your feelings are hurt every single time behind that, it makes it hard to be that honest in the future. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think that is the most important thing, is that I will most certainly work on, and I think that's fair to work on. It's literally like, Melissa, go do it now. And I think that's what's coming across. So I will work on like reeling that in. But I don't want to let the moment pass.
No, I will try to, I will work on this ability to not take it personally, in the sense of like, I know what you, and also that in the moment, it's not clicking. Melissa's working on just say it. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't say it in the moment, she's going to pass.
I get that.
What happens is, I don't like this gift.
Mm-hmm.
And your feelings are felt first before logic and emotion 100%. Have a chance to reason. So what I will work on is trying harder first. And then if I miss the mark, listening to the feedback to prepare for the next opportunity, and not taking it personally and being like, well, fine then, I'm not getting you nothing.
And honestly, I have been like trying to like preemptively prevent something like this from happening. Like, even I know you'll be like, Melissa, I'm going to give you a facial and like a whole spa day. And I've even said like, so listen, I like my facial lady.
You
don't
have.
Give me. And that's me like trying to help guide.
And I've said no facials. And the last time I was doing a spa thing, when we had the staycation, they were like, do you want a facial? I was like, nope, she does her own thing. Matter of fact, she does her own nails and feet. So just
I'm like,
focus on
feet,
the massage part.
Listen, let's just get all the cleans clear, okay? Facial, no. Hair, go to my girl for my hair. Go to my girl for my face. Go to my guy for my nails. Feet, open. That's it. I'm trying to help you. And as I
how
learn,
do you feel about experiences?
I am relinquishing my desire to be cheap to you.
Excellent.
I think that's the only way this works.
I work hard. Part of the reason is so that my family can have experiences that otherwise they would not have.
Right.
As a child, you and I both grew up literally the same, no money, no experiences. You got to travel because of the military. I didn't. So for the boys, when they're in Paris and when they watch movies and, Jason Bourne is in Paris and Brussels and Japan, and they have been there, I feel like that's the most amazing gift. More than, I mean, but we both agree on that. We haven't bought them toys and stuff in a long time. Or Fortnite bucks, whatever. But for you, it's like, man, that is like, I love big. I like to do that. But I have to understand that if you don't like it, then it doesn't really matter. But then just allow me to do it for myself then. Like, shoot, I'm finna go fly first class. If you want to sit in coach, be my guest. But it's colder back there. They brought me my own personal blanket and warm towel. So some of the things you're just going to have to accept, because I can't let you sit in the back of the plane. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to go and we can go first class, then we just know that this
I think when, but the agreement is vacations and gifts and that kind of thing.
Vacation is,
because Kev be trying to go on work and stuff and somehow.
But my thing is, and that's because I travel so much, and the majority of the time, I never complain.
Yeah.
For this tour, we've been in the Fairfield, and I mean, we've been in regular Hotel McGee. What I realize is when I'm going to be in a hotel for 3 or 4 days, I don't want to be in those because room service, all that stuff becomes more helpful.
Sure.
Being centrally located. So that's why for that one city, I was like, man, let me, please, you know, New York, we're going to be there for 4 or 5 days. I don't want to stay in in Queens in a Fairfield, even though that's the most, you know what I mean? But for the tour, we're in and out. It doesn't really matter. I don't complain. You know, it's more about efficiency and stuff. But I also travel much more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I've probably done, probably 70 nights already.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of Fairfield Inns, a lot of courtyards. So for vacation and maybe an extended work trip past 3 days, I don't want to stay in a courtyard. You might not. But you don't care about none of that stuff.
No.
But also I care. And sometimes I want to be able to say, I care. I don't want to stay there. And I doggone been on the road for half a year.
Mm-hmm.
I made enough money to not want to stay in that hotel. I'm not staying there.
Okay.
Yeah. Josh, too. He's been on that road with me. So can we say for vacations and extended work trips? And also, to be honest, maybe next year we don't travel as much. Right?
Praise God.
If I don't travel as much, it won't bother me as much. But
this podcast episode that you said it.
I said, if I don't travel as much.
Okay.
But this year I made Diamond in like March.
Yeah.
March.
You also be using that card for everything.
No, I'm talking about the flight part, not the card part. I'm talking about the miles flown.
Yeah.
No, that part that's Sky Miles. I'm talking about MQDs. The part where you have to be your butt in the seat is what I'm saying. That part you can't finesse. There's two parts. You don't know about Diamond?
I don't know about Diamond.
Come on, man. I know about Diamond.
I know. I'm not all that intimate with the bars either.
The point is you got to fly to get them.
Okay.
You can't. Otherwise, everybody would buy their way to Diamond. You can't buy. You actually have to sit your butt in the seat. There's a certain amount of flights you have to take. And I think I got it in like March.
You also get crazy bonus miles on top of flights as Diamond.
I want to be right. You talk more. I not sound right.
Anything else you wanted to add? This was a good episode.
This is a good. And I want to add this.
Tell us.
We are literally working through marital problems live for all intents and purposes.
Because mm-hmm.
some of the stuff we talked about today, we didn't even talk about before.
What?
I mean, not in detail.
Yeah.
I told you to be softer a couple of times in the moment, but I wanted to hit that point home because you went from Melissa, don't say nothing, to Melissa, hey, this gift sucks. That's not what you said, but that's what comes across.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say. I hope you guys appreciate that we are working through our real life marriage in real time to help your real life marriage in real time. We're not always talking about stuff because we could easily sit back here and talk about stuff that we perfected. That's not really helpful.
No,
I don't think. And it's more than just sex, money, finances. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
sometimes
amazing.
Sometimes it's the gift.
Who would have thought? If I ever, and this is another thought, if I ever would have thought buying you this gift would have led to this mm-hmm. conversation, I would have not bought it.
But actually,
or I would have thought more about it or whatever. But I was just like, man.
It. That was the key word.
Really?
But I'm so grateful that it did happen, to be honest.
Yeah, because now I know. Now I can work harder, try harder.
And it would have happened now or later because you would have at some point bought a gift for you, for me.
We both could use it, though. You wear it and I profit off of Instagram boomerangs and I feel good about myself.
It's the golden cage.
Been a great
episode. Yeah.
Don't you wrap us up. We wrap ourselves up.
Anything
and we
else?
Don't wrap ourselves up when we have sex because we use Lola.
Anything else? Although they do have condoms.
They
too.
Do have condoms.
Anything else?
Nah.
Thank you. I appreciate you owning your part in this because usually you'd be just like, nope, 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 no, no. Let me tell you why you're wrong. It's a competition. Let me win.
The funniest thing I ever said was last week. This wasn't on the podcast. You guys all said why we shouldn't make the varsity jackets. And I said, and it was really funny to me, I'll take all that into consideration when I do what I was going to do from the beginning. Heard everything you said. I'll do it anyway. But remember that you said not to. Because now I'm just trying to prove you wrong. Thank you guys for listening to Melissa's show.
Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of The Love Hour. Next week, the next 2 weeks, we will be answering some of those podcast questions that came in. That will be next week's episode and the following week. If you haven't already heard, The Love Hour Conference registration is open right now today. Go to thelovehour.com. To register, find out information about the speakers. It is next year in July 2020 in Atlanta, Georgia.
How many VIP left?
We have, actually, I think someone registered today, so maybe 60.
Less than 70? Mm-hmm. And also, Melissa has a book club list. You didn't mention that today.
Oh, yes. We have a book club going so amazingly well. I went live. I usually go live on Tuesdays. I will be going live on Tuesdays while I'm, like, getting dressed for filming on Tuesdays. It has been amazing. We are doing a challenge. I will not discuss it, but if you join the book club, you'll hear more about it. And that's available on Miss Kev on Stage Facebook page. That's it. Okay. Bye.